always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will continually rejoice. We will continually praise Him. This is Yada the King Radio, man, and it's the warrior Don Christian, and you're tuned in to the home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Today, man, I am actually, like, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm so pumped right now. I get to interview one of my favorite artists growing up. I mean, I heard this dude back in 97-ish, 98-ish, around that time. His first CD he came out with was Good Versus Evil, and man, this is one of the artists that I memorized like almost every one of his songs, man. You know what I'm saying? So I heard that he's putting some new music out. We got this lined up. Shout out to Tiffany for helping us get this thing together. Erica Diamonds as well. They out there helping push my brother, man. But my dude, we gonna get it in with Antonius, man, and we gonna chop it up with him, see what's popping with him. And the topic of the day is all about maturity, man. How do we get mature? What are some ways that we should grow as believers in our faith and even in our craft, man? We're going to talk to Antonius. He's like my dude Smiley D said, he's a triple OG in the game. But we're going to definitely see what's popping with him, man. And we got some good music coming, bro. And I'm going to say this, man. I am a 100% music submission show, so you gotta submit your music if you want us to play it, man. Some people are like, how come you don't got my joints? If you don't send it, we don't play it, man. I'm gonna go to this first joint right here, C. Micah, Father, featuring Jay Carter, man. We just had Father's Day slide through, but Father's Day is every day. Let's get it in, y'all. Yada the King, here we go.
Yeah, it's C. Micah, and we now present to you Father.
Hey, 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 hey. Depend on, you still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to me, satisfy my every need. Even when I don't deserve it, you still tell me that I'm worth it.
Father, Father, Abba, Father, I give you my heart in every potter. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Fix me, mold me, shape me, solder. Purge me in any way, I won't bother. I let you control me, my life's an altar. Though I fall, won't fail or falter. Cause in your grace you got me caught in a whole nother realm. Awesome wonder, great I am. You're all that I am, but I am worthless without your hand and your anointing and your spirit fresh. Of you more, of me less. I confess I'm a mess, but in you I
when
am
I'm
less
weak and don't feel strong. It is you that I can lean on. You're my God, whom I depend on. You still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to me, satisfy my every need. Even when I don't deserve it, you still tell me that I'm worth it. Father, 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 you are my
Father, Father, Father.
It's impossible, Father, in you. Your will, your way, word I submit to. Cleanse my spirit, but cuts like Gensu. Hail my tears when my face needed tissue. Peace through the storm, Lord, by you I get through. You I commit to, you I repent to. Who I put before my wife, it's you. And there's not another. God Almighty, there's no other. You stick closer than a brother. You cleanse my sins, for that I love ya. But you love me when I was dead. I'm alive now because your son shed. But you love me when I was dead. I'm alive now because your son shed.
And don't feel strong. It is you that I can lean on. Oh my God, my mind depends on. You still love me when I was dead wrong.
Knowing that I'm going in with David, praising, lifted hands. It's all because we know in him and owing him. Because the cross, he was cursed, we were bought, we were chosen, we were sought. Enemies, but he is God. Glory, we fighting for his glory. If it don't contain glory, then it probably ain't for me. Power, honor, praise to the name who breaks chains. So we're on the same page. It is Jesus, he's holy. Holy, holy. Take this thing higher. We come to magnify him. He's an all consuming fire. Consume me. Here I am. Use me. Speak through me. No power if I do me. He's eternal, satisfying.
The lion, the lamb, the great I am. All power in his hands. Make a fist. Look at him. All my warriors chant. Say,
Jesus, you're my healer. Jesus, my provider. Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Messiah. Jesus, you're my healer. Jesus, my provider. Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Messiah. This is modern warfare, and the battle's not with flesh and blood. We battle, speakers rattle, and our voices praise and lift them up. And no, we ain't giving up. No, he ain't had enough. So we go and seek him out, facing knees on the floor. God, let your kingdom come. We're sick of false fire on your altar. All these failed prophets, heathenists, and liars. Let them know you desire love, obedience, and fruit. And not spiritual Christians who don't worship you in truth. Yes.
The lion, you are the lamb.
Yes.
Jesus, you're my Messiah.
You are
the lion.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com.
Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Man, it's very slim. That's why you see him Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
What's up, this is Servant. I got my brand new single, God of the Living, available at iTunes, Amazon.com, Google Play. All the major digital outlets will have it. Make sure you have it. Check out my first official music video at GenuineLife.com. Come on over to YachtOfTheKing.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the fun facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, to see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. YachtOfTheKing.com. CJ Emulous, that song is called War Cry off his brand new project, Modern Warfare. Go check that out, man. The dude is in Cali doing his thing. I got a brother, man, that's been putting it down. And, man, he's definitely not slowing down in what he's doing. And that's the homie Antonius. Antonius, man, what we love to do is we love to start to show off with your testimony, man. Can you share how you came to God and even some of the things he's still growing you up in and teaching you today, bro?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, it all started for me, like, I was always into music. I always rapped ever since I was, like, fourth grade. So that was always a gift and a talent that God gave me. And I always used it to express myself. And then, you know, again, I did little secular stuff with the Ghetto Boys, Crucial Conflict, Twista, Do or Die, all the Chicagoland rappers at that time. And, you know, at the same time, I was out there studying it real bad, too, though. So, you know, I experienced a lot of deaths, and a lot of my cousins and people killed in front of me at an early age, from the age 14 all the way to 17. That's all I was seeing. I lost a lot of people that was close to me, just the stupid stuff, you know, just being on the streets and everything. I come from a home with a mom and a stepfather that both did everything they could to raise me. My whole Jesus experience started, and you know, in Chicago, in your neighborhoods, you have people that come pick you up on buses and take you places. Like, one place they took us was a spot called Awana, and we would go and learn Bible scriptures and play games, and it was fun, you know, and it kind of planted that seed in me of getting the word at an early age. I come from a gangster background. Everybody that I know, hung around, uncles, everybody, they black stone to death, you know what I'm saying? It was always about the gangs in Chicago back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did my little part in that. A lot of jail, you know, in and out of jail as long as I can remember, you know what I'm saying? I finally went through an experience when one of my cousins got killed, where I was pretty much done, so I left the group that I was in and went to the brothers and told them that, you know, I was going to give my life to God, man, and change it up. The producer of the clique, he got pretty upset about it. Even took a couple shots at me over it, you know what I'm saying? But we still love him, kept him moving.
Yeah.
So I went to church for the first time, man, like, actually as a young man, wanted to really see what God was about. So I snuck off in church, and I was sitting there, and the pastor was speaking in tongues, and it half scared me to death.
Wow.
So I jumped up and made my way to the back, and he stopped me. That was the first time somebody really prophesied to me, prophesied that I had some talents, and God was going to use me to, you know, touch his people. So it went from there to, you know, boom, I got more seriously involved in the church. And I mean, you know, I ain't gonna even front, man. It's funny when you mature and you look back at it. But man, I went from wearing Dickies and boots every day, Dickies and Tim's, to straight up suspenders, bro. Church pants, hard bottom suspenders with a dog hat.
Yeah.
Laying hands on people and everything, bro.
Wow.
Man, that's that first touch that you get. That's like that crack rock. You know, they say when people hit that crack, they always chase that first feeling that they got when
right.
they first hit it. And that's what Jesus was for me, you know, like when I really got touched by the Holy Spirit and not just saved by word service, but I really got touched and saved.
Mm.
Everything changed, man. It was that first hit. It was like, wow, man, like all my prayers being answered. Everything was cool. So I rushed into things, man. At 19, I got married, had a baby, got the record deal with Greg Key Records. It was a big rush. Everything was a big rush. You know what I'm saying? First time ever saw myself on a CD. And, you know, it was all about Jesus, man. It was all about Jesus. Nothing else. I didn't understand the music industry. I didn't care about it. I didn't know about getting honorariums. And I didn't know none of that. All I knew was that God changed me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to express music. So, sent in a demo to Great Tree Records. And they were like, nah, we don't need any. We're not looking for anybody right now. But we're going to put you on this compilation called Heaven's Hip Hop.
Right.
So they threw Kill Yourself, the song Kill Yourself. That was the first song that I ever wrote as a Christian. That was the first rap song that I ever wrote as a believer, man, as a Christian.
Yeah.
And so they put it on the CD and called me back, yo, we want to sign you. So they signed me. I sent a fax. Well, we didn't even meet. I hadn't even met the dude that owned Great Tree at that point.
Yeah.
We did it via fax. So, you know, I rushed into everything, man. A new believer, a new convert. I mean, man, you can still smell the Similac behind my ears. I was gung-ho for Jesus, a straight Jesus freak, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my intentions were right, but I was doing everything too fast.
Mm.
So, in saying all of that, the repercussions and consequences started to come back. The consequences of getting married too soon. The consequences of not being planted in church.
Mm-hmm.
The consequences of just everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything moving fast, you're on the road, going from state to state, but at the same time, you never really took the time to get grounded in who you are in Christ, for real, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So, as a young dude, man, that's what I was doing then. So, you know.
Hey, I think this is a perfect time, bruh. We're going to come back to this testimony, but I want to go into your first song that you actually wrote right now called Kill Yourself, man. Talk to me about this joint right here real quick. We know it's the first song. What were you going through? I know this was years ago, man. But what do you remember even writing this joint, man? It's your first Christian song.
Man, yeah, I remember writing it, man. It was like, all right, God, now that I gave my life to you, I'm going to go ahead and put it down for your glory. And I just started writing, bro. And this is what came to me, man. Kill yourself, man. Like, man, kill your flesh. Kill your will. Let God's will be done. You know what I'm saying? Kill yourself.
All right, y'all. So let's get into this right here. Antonius, Kill Yourself. Listen to what he's talking about. He's not talking about commit suicide. He's talking about killing that flesh. Let's get it in right here on Yada the King Radio.
First, all you gotta do is kill yourself.
Every day's the same thing. Faced with the problems of self trying to ride. And I know I gotta maintain. Sometimes I bring tears to my eye. But when that devil puts a thought in my mind, that's when I need direction. Cast it down to the ground and keep stepping. The blood of Jesus, my weapon, anoint my head. What he thinking? Cause I'm already dead. Been taking my cross up daily, just like the Son of God said. Be renewed in my mind and I find it's easy to get what I gotta get from my place in God and not my flesh. And sit where I gotta sit, bow down completely. Humble myself before the Lord of all lords and try to offer somebody else help for this world to destroy. Holy Ghost, come down and help me. Sometimes I need to be convicted when I cross that line of restriction so I can ask God for forgiveness and kill myself.
Life or death is you or I, but I chose Christ, so self, you gotta die, that's right. Life or death is you or I, but I chose Christ, so self, you gotta die, that's right.
Life or death is you or I. Man, I'm talking to you, man. Hey, girl.
Yeah,
why?
Yo, T, what you in it for, man?
Trying to get that fast
pay. Dumping them blunts off in the ashtray. Getting money the fast way. Prince Ray go T pimped out nasty state. Wonder would it ever change up. Steady living my life in danger. Major mistakes made. Steady paying the cost when the price had already been paid. Incarcerated. And as I waited for the judge to get sentenced. Knowing that the way I'm locked up is senseless. Wanna offer the Lord my repentance. Lay back in my cell and I'm thinking. Show it. Cause I'm just a show. Locked up with these killers and drug dealers that's facing no less than 40 loaded. Send somebody my way who can show me how to get saved. And include directions on the ways that I'm supposed to behave. Cause when I go down to the grave, I wanna rise up just like Christ. So I offer this sacrifice to Jesus, live a better life. When killing myself,
you gotta die.
Yeah.
But I chose
the Bible
Christ
says be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
That's
that means
right.
Put off the old
life
man and put on the new,
die.
Baby.
I chose Christ so self, you gotta die. That's right, it's time.
We're washing through his word.
Ain't
remember
no time
that.
For playing no more. Time to get
Jesus
right.
Pray.
You can't get right, you're gonna be wrong. And if you're wrong, you can't get to heaven.
Coming from Antonius, bold soldier of the Lord, baby. So all you brothers out there bumping this, I want you to remember one thing. Jesus loves you. I love you. Turn yourself in your ride, just let it bump. For death is you or I, but I chose Christ, so self, you gotta die, that's right. Life for death is you or I, but I chose Christ, so self, you gotta die, that's right. Life for death is you or I, but I chose Christ, so self, you gotta die, that's right. Life for death is you or I, but I chose Christ, so self, you gotta die, that's right.
Don't brother's show. Give your boy a holler, and I got him for the low low. $100 a pop, fam. 25 hour, had you sounding like a rock man. Nah, this song ain't about who I am, but who I do it for. Jesus Christ, call him I am.
The beat knocking out the case. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, hear it knocking. Right there, that was Steve T. The song was called Steve T Exclusive. It's a banger, you dig? And check it out, man. We with Antonius, man. We were just chopping it up about his testimony, man. And you talked about some of the things that was going on where you were not mature before you started. You kind of just started doing a whole bunch. Do you want to go ahead and finish some of that, man, and how some of the things even now that have allowed you to mature after that whole Grape Tree experience?
Yeah, so I just began by saying the Bible says with wisdom comes grief. A lot of times, man, we think as Christians we're gonna jump into this lavish life, but that's false. And I'm gonna just be real to tell you that's false. So what ended up happening to me, again, all the consequences and repercussions of me moving too fast and not really being planning and seeking God as to what he wanted me to do, I started jumping into a lot of things. To make a long story short, those consequences were, you know, you make money that you never see. You lose your family, your whole life starts happening. Your wife divorces you, just a real tight spot.
Yeah.
So, and when I went out to Florida, that was the time that it was the first time that I was alone and away from everybody else. And, you know, I never stopped loving God. And as Christians, we can't judge other Christians as far as, you know, the issues that they have in their life. I mean, we quote the scriptures about the race is not to the swift, but to the one that endures to the end. But then we judge each other. You know, such and such left with such and such, and he did this, he did that. But, you know, honestly, my mistakes, my sins, the things that I was doing wrong, taught me the most valuable lessons about myself and my relationship between God. And, you know, I always use the analogy of, like, I never knew a person that would just get up and want to kill somebody.
Right.
That person or that man had to be angry before he just did what he did. And when it comes to, you know, making mistakes, it's kind of the same concept. You don't just up and cheat on your wife. You know, something happens.
Yeah.
Spiritually make you go do that. You feel me?
Right.
So God started to bring me back to the root of why things happen. No, I mean, it stings to hear your wife call you and say, after 8 years, I don't want to be married to you no more. I mean, that's like a ton. But sometimes, like, especially when you jump out too soon, you create crutches for yourself. And that's what I did. I created a bunch of crutches. And one by one, God had to kick those crutches from under my arm until I fell to the best place that any of us can be, which was my lowest and weakest point.
Yeah.
Because then that's when his strength started to take over, and that's when now he's allowed to do what he has to do, because I'm broken now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all of that brokenness, boom, and then he put me back on the pot, and I started to be molded again. So, bro, this is the thing. You can be fixed and then broken all over again.
Yeah.
And I was broken over and over. Church hurt, you know, a pastor that you believe in and you love, cheats on his wife, breaks up the whole church. Mm-hmm. Church hurt. So the whole divorce thing, relationships, pain from relationships. Not to mention I was one of the biggest weed heads that you could even imagine. Yeah. So, I mean, the addictions and just, you know, you go to church and you look so wonderful, but nobody knows what it is when you go home and you behind your four walls.
Yeah.
And you facing you, you know what I'm saying? So he took me to Florida and started to show me and started to mature. And that's what matures, you know, the pain, struggle, fight, and then you know you don't deserve it, and God does it anyway. That's the miracle. That's what keeps us pushing, keeps us going, keeps us believing, keeps us hopeful, like Jesse would say, keep hope alive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we get it in like that, man. So, you know, and I mean, I'm talking like this because yesterday's testimony might not be the same as today, and I'm showing my age again because I got so many testimonies since back then. You know what I'm saying? It's all right, but, man. For the most part, man, God got me right where he wants me, man. He preserves my youth. I'm raw with the production. I love to produce as well as write. I'm like super creative now, but the most important thing is I'm connected. I'm connected to him, the source.
Yeah.
Versus being connected to the pastor or just the church and the religious system. I'm connected to him, man.
That's good, man. I want to ask you this, man. The resurgence, or the, you know what I'm saying, the new Antonius, what's the reason why you're coming back to do music, man? If you could just share it in a couple words, what's the reason why you're coming back to do music?
Man, fam, it's like, it's just the fire that God put in me. Like I was telling you, I've been doing it since fourth grade. It's something that was always a part of my life. And no matter what level I'm doing it on, it's something that I always do anyway. I never write to put an album together, you know? I mean, I'm a true artist, so I sit down and I express myself that way. And I'll do it even if there's no platform to do it.
Right.
Something that I just always do, you know? And, I mean, God is good, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what he's doing, man. I'm excited because it's not me, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay. You got Christian music, and a lot of the hip hop is geared towards the youth, which there's nothing wrong with that. But this is where the change is coming in. Everybody that was born from 1976 all the way up grew up with hip hop as well.
Mm-hmm.
The hip hop evolved or whatnot, but that particular style of music was appealing to even the 30 something of today.
Right.
And not just you. So, you know, what happens is you get a lot of artists that hear their music towards youth. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. But sometimes when I go to a concert, like even when I go to certain functions at church, like a men's meeting, I wanna leave the kids at home. I wanna leave the teenagers at home. I wanna be in an atmosphere where, okay, here's somebody that has a family, that has bills, that has real life struggles. Not saying that the youth don't, but grown up struggles. And nobody's appealing to them. You know what I'm saying? So I understand relationships. That was one of the hardest battles in my walk and in my life. So to knock a hole in the devil's demonstration, knock in my ones this time, you know, I wanted to bring relationships to the light without, you know, not all of that, oh, I love you and, oh, honey, because that ain't necessarily the case in relationships at all.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring a more realistic feel to the music and make it some grown-up stuff, something for that an adult.
So is that what you're shooting for with your music? More grown up, more, you know what I'm saying, like a mature sound? Actually, let me say this. I feel like you always kind of had a mature sound. Like, I even hear some of the stuff we just heard today. It always had a maturity to it. It wasn't like, I'm a Christian rapper, I got tight bars. It wasn't about that. You talked about real life. And is that something that you want to drive yourself, even still... Even though that was the old Antonius, are we still going to hear that real life? I'm a Christian, but I still have life to deal with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you are what you eat. and what goes in is gonna come out. You know what I'm saying? So that realness is who I am as an individual. So it'll never leave the music. It'll never leave. But I didn't want to exclude the adult in this next project.
Yeah.
I don't want people to put it in and say, oh, I'm gonna put this in for my nephew. Oh, I want my kids to listen to this instead of listening to Lil Wayne. I want you to put it in and everybody that's in the car can gather something out of it. The adult as well as the youth. You know what I'm saying? So just realer music, man. Just from the heart, from the gut, just real music, man.
All right, man.
That's
right. Real. He's keeping it real. You got a song, man. And I'm going to just say this. Me and my auntie, back in the day, she had the subs in her trunk. You know what I'm saying? And we used to ride around to this CD all the time. And she used to play the guitar. So she loved tracks like this one that we're going to play right here called Keep Running. Talk to me about this one right here, man. Because this, you know what I'm saying? You had a lot of bangers on there, but I wanted to kind of get that. This is kind of that grown-up feel song off of that project.
Yeah, man. Keep Running, man, is a prophetic joint, man. Like, thousands of people, man, have hit me up, man, talking about how that song changed their lives, man.
Wow.
And it actually changed mine. So that's when around the time I started learning about the industry a little bit. And yeah. It was kind of discouraging, the things that I was learning. And, you know, I was like, man, I got to keep running no matter what. So I just got in the studio that day. And, you know, I love those old school tracks, man, because for me, it represents a time of love in my family. They would play those songs, those old Zapp and Rogers songs. And it reminded me of being around my family and just, you know, the love that I knew before I got saved. And, you know, I used to love to do those remakes of those old joints, man, and just bring that soul to the music.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in the Midwest. You know, we like that soulful banging music. So, you know, keep running. No matter what you're going through, no matter how many times you fail, get up, brush yourself off, tighten up your shoes, and keep running. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, man, so we're gonna hop into this joint right here. And Tony is the legend on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Keep running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Paradise.
I keep my head up, but never despair of getting down. Cause I know it won't be long before God turn it around and sound pretty funny, but devil use a light. I throw my hands up higher, praising his name on fire. And I don't have to analyze no situation. Whatever I'm facing, get dealt with a little pace. And my relation is backed up by my dedication. My occupation is saving souls all through this nation. Although the road is rough, we still gotta stand. Remember, God got a plan, so just leave it in the sands. In fact, no weapon formed against us ever shall prosper. So it's time that we let the devil know that he can't stop us. And plus, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not my fight. I look to the sky and praise Christ. My life is in the balance. Thank God for talent is coming. And don't you give up, Blaze. Keep running.
Keep running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
To my people who fight for the truth, keep your guard up, cause it won't be long before we come back and we caught up. You gotta be strong and just remember, joy's coming in the moment. So come on, baby, just keep on running. I'm going on in this name despite this stress, cause I know that this ain't nothing but a test. And until I pass, I'm keep on pressing for the mark. Devil, don't make me laugh, cause only God know my heart. And from start to finish, I diminish any frown. Cause when the praises go up, that's when the blessings come down. Brotherhood and love got me feeling like I was high, coming straight from above. Wanna jump up and touch the sky, cause I Never knew love like this. When I'm hurting, Holy Ghost come through with comfort, straight light my burden. My life is in the balance. Thank God for talents coming. And don't you fall down, get up and keep running.
Keep running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
I keep on running till I see paradise.
The end is coming, ain't no running high. Plus in your sins you dying, cause the devil's making you blind. I try to find methods to show my people sight. Like every day comes night, for every dark is light. Despite what my friends are thinking, I'm never sinking the spirit. Even if they don't wanna hear it, God's the only one offended. We learn money is the cure to all stress. But tell me, can you take it to heaven? When you catch that slug in your chest, just ask yourself the question. Never stressing the guessing. When it comes to Jesus, teaching all the lessons, cause it's holy, you know me. At the explode below, give it thanks to low, and keep on moving on, player. Yeah. Just remember one thing: we walk by faith, not by sight. It's not my fight. Get up and keep running.
I'll keep on running till I see paradise.
Keep on running.
I'll keep on running till I see paradise.
Thinking back, which ultimately had me putting on my thinking cap. And by comparison to how I used to be, it's quite embarrassing, the person that I used to be. I see him looking at me now like, who is he? But truthfully, there is nothing you can do for me. World had me driving in the slowest lane, like I was Clark Kent and she was Lois Lane. I would spark a fire, but she would throw the flame. The type of stuff that make a brother wanna go insane. Yeah, eventually it all came apart, and in that moment I knew I needed a change of heart. See, I was swerving, and when my grandmother passed, I recognized that I really needed to serve him. And it was urgent. See, I was splurging in sin, but Christ showed me a love that is fervent.
Yeah.
The Mac-10, man, to shoot it out with you if I'm back in, man. I'm on the bench with my packs, Matt Flynn, man. I can't win, man, caught up in the drama, begging for bail money. I know I'm breaking my mama's heart, but ice water's in my veins, don't test it. Shackled and handcuffed, cardiac arrested. Living in prison till the Lord said, let him go. Put it to my chest, no sound in a stethoscope. He loved me, so he rushed me to surgery. Sin had stolen my heart and the devil was gonna murder me. Was white as snow from the blood I was losing, but the Father gave me a blood transfusion. His love is something that I never understand, cause the blood of the Lamb pumps hard in the heart of this man.
I'm not who I used to be. New life has come and rescued me.
Telling me the heart.
heart is wicked. Yeah. What's in it will come out whether virtuous or explicit.
Right.
For me, it was mostly explicit. I knew I was gifted with the gift of right. I wasn't right by the life I was living. Man, just misusing the life I was given. Decided to make decisions that I knew was forbidden.
What?
Out of his will, I took the wheel. Was money driven, swerving, deserving to die, but he kept me from the collision.
Hallelujah.
Don't know what's stopping me from just repenting. I'm hard headed, was embedded, keep cutting from shifting.
Right.
Into his holiness, I know he gets mad when I'm tripping. I'm wishing in my own power I can break out this prison.
Can't do it on my own.
Lifting my hands can stop me from drifting.
Yeah.
I noticed change in my heart once I started to listen. He spoke and told me that a transplant is what was missing. So I surrendered, then he started the incision.
I'm not who I used to be.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yo, man, that song right there is a very special song, man. It's for the Laura Mills heart transplant. Go pick it up on iTunes. All the money that goes to that will go help that situation out, man. She is trying to get a heart transplant. And that's the homie Mike Mills, Mike Verse Mills from Snack Bar. They be doing their thing, man. And, man, his wife has had this problem for a while, man. And I'm actually excited to see that the body of Christ stepped up to try to help him out, man. You know what I'm saying? When people need help, that's what we got to do. They sent it in to me, but I also went and bought it. Man, go buy that song. Gift it for somebody. Man, and they also have a website. You can hit me up at Yada the King on Twitter or Facebook to find that out. And I can send that information to you directly, man. So definitely do that, man. We got somebody that said if he could get to anybody, he gonna get to the church so they can help in situations like this. And that's the homie Antonius, man. And Antonius, we've been talking through the whole situation about the topic of the day, which is maturity, which it sounds like God has you at that place right now, man. How did you get to that place right now?
I mean, again, man, just a bunch of brokenness, man. Like he said it, man. He that humbles himself shall be exalted, and he that exalts himself shall be humbled. And it's just that, you know, the word humble means humiliated, or to humiliate. And man, a lot of humiliating situations, bro, that just humbled me to where I got back to a seat, bro.
Yeah. So talk to me about maturity as a, let's just talk about as a person in life, man. We ain't even talking about a Christian, but how vital is maturity? I think a lot of people get older, but for some reason it's like maturing still is kind of a stretch. Talk to me about that, man. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a process, man. Like, that's what fruit do on trees. It start off a little baby apple seed, and then it matures into an apple that you bite into, and it's real sweet. So, you know, everybody is like that apple. They're at different stages of their maturing. But what makes us mature is what the Word of God, what we gather from the Word of God, what matures us is the Holy Spirit teaching us, guiding us in all truth. You know? And, I mean, it's maturing is a process, but it's important because it keeps you as a person in life. Maturity, when you say maturity, now you're thinking integrity, you're thinking character, you're thinking responsibility. You know, and that's what a mature person is, a person that takes the right route in decision making, and even not only that, but even knowing how to take the right route in mistake making. You know what I'm saying? It's a process, bro. And only God can take you through it, man. Your situation and Him.
Do you feel like society today is not doing a great job as a whole? Let's just say media. Do you feel like it's keeping the youth? I mean, even, you know, they 25, 30, but they still youth. What would you say about that?
Man, I say thank God for programs like the one you're running.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all know what the secular media is about.
Right.
We know the agenda. We all know what it is, and it is what it is. But, you know, again, it all comes down to the choices that we make, that maturity. Because in knowing that, you know, you can decide to tune in to Yada the King, or you can decide to tune in to 106 and Park. And once again, you are what you eat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Immature is eating the right thing because you know you want to be healthy, versus eating the wrong thing and being sick.
That's good right there. So y'all hear it. You can still tune in to 106, but it ain't going to help you like this, baby. Anyway,
really?
Yada the King, man. We here talking about maturity, and I want to move to another segment of maturity in the church. How should we see maturity? Do you feel like, even as an example in your testimony, you feel like you got saved and the next week you was praying for people, and the next week you was... Do you feel like in our churches, we got to do a better job of maturing people in the faith?
Man, no doubt. No doubt about that, man. No doubt about that. It boils down, for me, especially now, it boils down to individuals. All right, we are the church. The church isn't the four walls. It takes the kids to make the club, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, again, these are all things that we all already know, especially as believers. We already know these things. So as an individual, I got to remember, bad things were happening in the church before I was even born.
Yeah.
Bad things were happening in the church back in the 20s. When the church started, bad things were happening. But I'm reminded that even the Son of God himself, even Jesus, sat in the synagogue and was about his Father's business. Now, that's crazy because he is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine you being the Word of God sitting there and somebody talking and teaching about you. You know where they're wrong, you know where they're right. But he wasn't concerned with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as an individual, when I go to a church, for one, the church, the place, the assembly that God wants me to go through, that he plants me at, my next job is to totally not focus on what everyone else is doing wrong, but to focus on what he's doing right in my own life.
That's good.
And all of that wrong that everybody's doing, number one, God reveals so that he can heal. And number two, even the wrong is shaping my character. It's always my training ground.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't open my mouth against the pastor, even if he's doing wrong. Come on, David, you know what I'm saying? He could have killed Saul, but he didn't, because he respected Saul's position, you know, as being God's man. I mean, we read this stuff, but we don't live it. Wow. I mean, and that's where maturity comes in. Because, man, that's the hospital, man.
Yeah.
The sick are supposed to feel comfortable coming to the hospital to get well, man. You know, in maturing, I can't worry about brother such and such, sister such and such, what the pastor's doing with the money, what the deacon's doing with the usher. I mean, it is what it is, man. I have to be what God has called me to be in this situation. And that's a brother. That's an intercessor. You feel me?
Right, right. We doing too much looking at everybody else instead of ourselves.
Man, we worse than the Pharisees, man.
Yeah.
We worse than the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We say we love them, but we are the most religious people in the world, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to have you answer this last question. But in maturity, what would you say has been the most effective thing for you to grow in God? For somebody that's saying, man, hey, I really want to grow in God. Like today, man, I'm going to take what I learned in this interview and say, man, I'm trying to mature in my relationship with Christ. Talk to me about some tips that you want to get him.
Man, the best advice that I can give, this is what works for me. I can only give what works. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is living.
Mm.
All things consist in Him. My advice will be to begin to speak what you already know to be the truth. Because He says, those that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Spirit contrary to carnality, spirit contrary to the natural man,
mm-hmm.
can't even advance himself in natural man. Truth contrary to falsehood. So you got to come real when you come to Him.
Yeah.
So worship, because again, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You'll find your healing in His presence. You'll find your deliverance in His presence. Mm. You'll find your answer in His presence.
Glory.
That's where the confession takes place, in His presence. Everything else is a product of y'all hooking up and speaking. You know what I'm
yeah.
So worship and get in His presence. And everything that you're looking for will come to you, man. Everything.
Listen to him, man. That's mature and Tony-ish, man. You know what I'm saying? He's gained wisdom over the years. Definitely, man, excited to see what he's doing, man. And you came out, we're going to talk about this, man. You came out with a brand new video for this joint, man, On My Game. Talk to me about the song. And then you got to talk to me about the video, man, because y'all was going in on the video, bruh. She threw your phone. Like, did she really throw your phone? Like, come on, man. Talk to me about what's up.
Man, yeah, man. Again, On My Game, bro. It's for people, man, that struggle in relationships, man. You know, we hear all kind of songs for the females, but this is one from a male perspective, a Christian male perspective, on how we feel sometimes when we're in arguments with our wives or our ladies, you know, and how it makes us feel. I mean, it's like, when you're in the world, man, and you don't care, it's like, it's whatever, okay? I'm reading you bias, whatever. But when you got the Spirit in you, well, you can be mad, but that's conviction, man. When you, it'll kick in on you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring another perspective to relationship from a godly man's point of view. And even as far as the video, shout out to my boy, Juice2020, Faith Carry Films, man. They did an excellent job on it. Janelle Dunn, she's the actress on it. She did an excellent job in it. It made it look very, very real.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just something that I had went through personally in the relationship. You know, they always say you can only talk about what you know. So it's something that I most definitely experienced. And I thought it'd be something good to share maybe help keep some marriages together, because the divorce rate is horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe have some brothers, man, help them have a change of heart to treat their ladies a little bit better, man, like virtuous women that they are, you know?
That's what it is, man. So we're going to hop into this joint. Antonius debut on my game here on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
You know, relationships can be real hard out there, fellas. But then, we supposed to love that woman as Christ loved the church, right? Boy, sometimes they get hard, man. Yo, check this out.
Man, this is getting real old. Time to get back to my Delph. If I can't do it for me, can't do it for nobody else. And I can't imagine my life hanging around on the shelf, right next to all of the strife. Time to get over myself. God has been really too good. Stressing is bad for the health. Money don't measure to wealth. Love won't just hurt, it can help. I should convert into stealth. Watching the things that I speak. Maybe the ones that I lose might be the ones that I keep. I'm tossing around in my sleep. Feel like I don't wanna eat. Knowing that life ain't complete. If me and my shorty got beef, how God gon' answer these prayers? Looking at you with the stares, holding on to an offense, acting like I do not care, knowing inside that I do. If I decide to be true, then I'm supposed to forgive. Easier said when it's you, easier said but it's true. Don't want my heart to be hard, so I must do what I do, giving my heart up to God, girl. Already a trip, but we already equipped. God gave us patience and love, right when I'm ready to sip, right when I'm ready to tip. Girls that be ready to strip, that's when the spirit is say, honor the one that you with. I'm sliding, having a fit, knowing I'm just in the flesh, looking for something to blow, trying to get over the stress. God, is this one of your tests? Trying to get rid of some mess. Do what you gotta do with me, cause I wanna give you my best. All of these things on my chest, taking it out on my queen. Let me slow down and remember that Christ is really her king. I see a crack in the scene. Let me get back on my team. Stand on the word like a player. Time to get back on my team. So what I know I'ma reap. Trying to go home and be sweet. Kissing you all on your cheeks. Rubbing you all on your feet. We can avoid all the heat. Maybe go get on the street. Nothing like having some peace. Celebrate Satan's defeat. So patient and kind. Why do we argue and fight? Nobody wants to be wrong. Everyone wants to be right. Sometimes I'm feeling uptight. Got the whole world on my head. Family must eat, but I'm broke. How can I feel like a man? I'm doing all that I can. Giving you all that I am. Still, it ain't never enough. Feel like you forcing my hand. Still, I keep forcing the plan. Time to give daddy a chance. These are the things that I pray. This is the place that I stand.
Make it right. We gotta make this work somehow, somehow. This is harder than expected. Wanna pick my life up right where I left it. Sins in the rear view, still keep a clear view. I'm feeling unplugged from the folks I connect with. And this will probably be the realest rhyme I ever wrote. Pray that my words ain't in vain, varicose. Yeah, he washes clean, white lights and matchy knuckles. Never said he'd take us out, only keep us through the struggle. And this goes out to all those that I did wrong. Putting down a lot on, focused in the flash on. Apologies, match works is a must. Cause the hardest thing to lose and get back is trust.
All the mistakes I made in the past are all gone, 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 gone. Trying to take the high road, but the path was all wrong, 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 wrong.
My life is a vessel, that's why you chose me.
To every lady that I hurt in the past,
I'm sorry.
Said I love you, holding back my laugh,
I'm sorry.
If your heart infiltrated the promises, then the day ended you up for a good time. Someone new to lay with, yo, that's my fault, not the next getting next to you. Let him, if he love God, treat you like he's supposed to. And to my mama, I know I disrespected. I know I didn't listen, but I heard every lesson. Yeah, so to my ex, still waters run strong. Funky and sweaty, y'all pissed the way we had to roll on. All my guys that I fronted on the clown, stop hanging around, I'm built up to let down. To my wife, it took me time to realize how I made today's black when I told you the widest lies. Yeah, I'm back, Brett Favre, and won't jet again. Spent too much time away, guilt tripping. Yeah, I'm saved, past fault still a burden, but forgiveness from the ones I love makes change worth it.
All the mistakes I made in the past are all gone. Tried to take the high road, but the path was all wrong, Somebody showed me the way I could be free. Yeah, my life as a vessel, that's why you chose me. Yeah, I don't want nothing else holding me back, cause I don't want nothing holding me back. God showed me love, now I'm showing it back, cause I'm in no things. Christ showed me the way I could be free. Live my life as a vessel, that's why you chose me. If I did something to offend you, then you gotta forgive me.
Forgive me.
It's only because the Holy Spirit wasn't living within me.
Within me.
He lives inside me now.
So
my past can't hold me down. If you wanna be in God's will, then you gotta forgive me.
Forgive me.
If you wanna be in God's will, then you gotta forgive me.
Forgive me.
He lives inside me now.
Wow, that was kind of incredible right there, man. RTL featuring Jazz Digga. The song is called Mending Fences, right after Antonius's On My Game. So it was like forgiveness all wrapped in one little segment right there for y'all, man. So maturity, if you want to mature, you got to learn forgiveness, man. It's very important. I'm going to talk about maturity in a little bit after this. But we got Antonius, man. He getting it with us. Man, first of all, we want to say it was a privilege for you to come out and just chop it up with us, man. And we're just excited about having you come speak to us, man.
Man, the privilege is all mine, family. For real, man.
Dope. Hey, man. Praise God. For all those people that are wondering, all right, I'm trying to see what Antonius got going on. He, you know what I'm saying? We understand you got to tell us, you in the lab right now working on this brand new project. What's the name of the project? When can we expect it to drop and where can we get it?
I can't, man, you're going to hate me for this, bro, but I can't disclose the name of the project yet.
Man. Okay.
it's high tech, man. I'm telling you, God has opened up this amazing, amazing door. That's about to put me right where he always wanted me to be, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of hush-hush, but it's going to shock you, man. It's one of those, I did not see that coming.
Yeah. So when are we expecting this punch in the face out of nowhere? You know what I'm saying? When can we at least be ready for it?
around October. Around October. I'll be sparring with you in the in-between time.
Okay.
Throwing out a couple videos and some singles. But October, that's when I'm going for the KO.
All right, man. October it is. And talk to us, man, for somebody that's listening that, hey, man, they saying, man, I want to chop it up with them. I want to connect, you know what I'm saying, website-wise, Facebook, Twitter. How can people get a hold of you that way?
You can go to my website, which is www.antonius.org. And you can hit me there. You can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, everything through that website. You know, leave your comments, man. YouTube, you can YouTube the All My Game video. It's on there. It's on the website. But, you know, just holler at me any way you can, man. I love to hear from people. And, you know, not according to popular belief. I got my man thinking that my joint gonna be like a robot joint, but I do answer back. I do holler at my people, man. So yeah, get up with your boy, man. Antonius.org.
Antonius
on Facebook.
All right, Antonius.org. You can find out all his information right there. What else you got in the works right now, man? Is there anything that you can disclose to us? You know, I like this top secret stuff, man.
Man, I've been working with a producer out of Orlando, Florida, and he's actually revisiting Good vs. Evil right now.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to digitally remaster it. And, you know, it's just going to be live, man. Same album, but it's going to sound 1,000 times better than it did even back in the 90s. So I'm excited about that. And it's going to be for free, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting it up for everybody, man, all the support and all the love. So they'll be able to get that anywhere, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, I'm doing the mixtape. And it's going to be insane. It's called Critical Condition. It's going to be insane, man. You're going to get that rapid fire, that Midwest, man. That old school Antonius flow, bro.
Uh-oh.
So I'm excited about that. That's what I'm saying, but it's those tracks, fam. I need those Midwest beats, man. You remember how they knock, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's so hard to find, man. It's so hard to find, but, you know, I'm working on that now, too, so. So again, we're gonna be sparring with you all the way up until October, man, when you go ahead and do the Floyd Mayweather Jr. thing, you know.
No, that's what's up with it, man. So definitely, man, we had a great time getting it in with you, bro. You want to share any last words that you want to share, man, for artists that are aspiring to do this thing, and just men and women of God out there, or anybody out there right now?
Yes. Get educated. Hmm. Get educated. Get educated on who our wonderful Lord and Savior is. Get educated on society. Learn about what's really going on out here in this world. Learn about everything you can possibly learn about. Educate yourself, because it is going down. It's going down. And you want to be prepared spiritually for what's going down. It's getting wicked out here. But it's all in the Bible. It's all written. Everything is going according to plan. So all I can say is, it's time to mature. It's time to really walk this life like we never walked it before, because time is ticking, you know what I'm saying? And it's important, man, to be right, especially around these times.
Yeah.
A lot of racial tension, a lot of hatred, a lot of evil things going on in the world, man. So it's time for God's people, man, to really do a self-check, an inventory, and really get back in His presence where it all began. And let's do this thing, man. Let's do this thing. Thanks to God, stand up, man. For real.
All right, man. Antonius, man, it's been a wonderful time getting it in with you, man. We're going to do this real quick. We're going to go into this next joint, Ali Rosette featuring Bridge B. The song is called Paper Trail, man. And are you chasing after that paper? Or what are you chasing, man? We're going to find out after this joint here on Yada the King Radio. Once again, go to Antonius's website, antonius.org. It got all of his projects up there. Got his biography. You can see what he's been up to. You can check out that brand new music video for On My Game right there, man. So this is Yada the King Radio. Let's get into this next joint. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Hey, want that skrill, y'all? Make fat and peel off. Getting paid, dropping dimes on a block. Chris Paul, yeah. Hey, do anything for the cheddar, dog. Chasing cheese with a whole clique full of cheddar bobs. You can't buy what you're missing. Why you chasing after change? Ain't a dime going with you. It's money or the gospel. What you got in your pocket? See, money ain't a problem, but your God's in your wallet. You put money over God just to make a little profit. I put Christ over ballin'. He's a different kind of prophet.
Stop it.
That's the price you can't pay. All they got is that cheese on their mind. Green Bay. See, money fades, no clippers. But salvation lives inside your frame. No pictures, eternal riches. Yeah, it's the kind you can't spend. Dudes will waste their whole life for some 20-inch rims.
They love money and what it brings. The respect and what it means. All the fame, all the lights. They like the game, they live a life. Yeah, they love the paper though. Yeah, they love the paper though. I mean, they love the paper dog, and they gon' get it, and they gon' get it.
Black cars, black yards, pool with the grass fenced in. Something foreign with 10 cylinders in that engine. Two stories, get to glory by any means. Whether it's selling crack, rock, or neglecting your team. Nah, but you ain't used to that, huh? You'd rather pick on the hustlers like they the only ones. Nope, can't do white and blue, colors only two. Ignoring spouses, crazy hours, love for money, got us due. Kill, lie, cheat, steal, defame, and disrespect our women. For dead men on dead trees, we dead those living. Forever chasing, dropouts and the graduated. But while we still slaves when Jesus emancipated? I know it's hard, but the Lord said seek ye first, chase change like you reaching in the sea crease. And flee the fleet and feeling that pride gives. And come home and let them snatch you off the pit. Santonio home's gone.
And what it brings, the respect, what it means. All the fame, all the lights. They like the game, they live a life. Yeah, they love the paper though. Yeah, they love the paper though. I mean, really, they love the paper dog. And they gon' get it, and they gon' get it.
My God's eternal ballin', I think he got you there. Sorry to sink the eight ball for all you pocket players. They let them watch his glare. Sorry, my God is higher. He get that crazy air. Amari Stoudemire. Y'all men are gon' start a fire. Cause God's enemies called the liar. There is one remedy called the tiger from involvement with these dollar divers. Everybody want a piece of pie. Now isn't that the truth? They call vodka eternal, they call it absolute. Wonder what damage is that'll do. Look up Leviticus chapter 2. You give it to him in the spirit of diligence, he'll end up giving it back to you. Walking a different avenue, still in his word statue. Looking to bless you, achoo. Drawn by his flesh, tattoo. Serving the lions at zoo. Don't they know that it's temporary? Thinking it's paper that makes them gods? Why don't they look in a dictionary? Funny the weight that affliction carries. Unaware of their destination. Never imagining loving the salary actually led to their degradation.
They love money and what it brings. The respect and what it means. All the fame, all the lights. They like the game, they live a life. Yeah, they love the paper though. Yeah, they love the paper though. I mean, really, they love the paper dog. And they gon' get it, and they gon' get it.
Brass, Kingdom by South. Handle your business then.
I think we're about to pull a game changer. Whoa, I think we're about to pull a game changer. We're about to pull again.
nothing yet. See them years that you spent? Nah, that was my boot camp. And the times that you vent, I was with you, but now it's time to get up and go to war. Soldier, what you waiting for? Don't tell me you can't take no more. What you think I made you for? So you can have the nice car, house in the valley, or go and find a burnt out man in the alley, or maybe you just like what the website writers say. BET got you thinking you won't guess the pill one day. They gon' be like, yeah, Raz, you right, we like God now. Maybe you was real back then, but now you just a fraud, huh? Nah, God, I won't sell you out for no pipe dream. I don't care what they say, even on the gospel scene. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. And while you there, a double dose, I hold it,
I can't go back to pull the game changer.
Was upset. A voice spoke, I love you, son, but that don't mean jack. You've been too apologetic to these men, what's up with that? And the skip I gave you, acting like you ashamed of that. You ain't the only voice, you was just my choice. You blowing that, cause you afraid to walk in boldness when you know I got your back. I'm hearing prayers like, God, they criticize me cause of tongues. Why don't you buy a dinner dress, then pick out a set of thongs? Who's your daddy? A man can only have one master. When you begin to please people, it only ends in a disaster. But you know that, I taught you that a decade back, when your buddy wine stopped, but I made you hold the track. Yeah, you right, God, I won't sell you out for no pipe dreams. I don't care what they say, even on computer screens. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. And while you there, a double dose, a holy dose is on now. I can't
survive the game changer.
God said that's that. I'ma bless you now. Go and get your family back on track. Your grandfather passed away and never knew your son. In fact, he's the last Harris. You gon' have to breach that. Teach him about my ways and let him know that he is not a slave, he's a seed. The first of a rising breed, precious in my sight. No worries about his future, he aight. As I was with you, I'ma be with him, he's a fighter. Now, pin to the bag, cause I made you a writer. You gon' tell a story how to go from gutter to the glory. Don't you worry about no things like provision. Just listen, the cattle on the hill is mine. Quit wishing, it's yours. But don't you ever try to sell me out for no pipe dreams. I don't care what they say, only listen if it's me. Guard me with your grace, Lord, my patience almost gone now. You got it, now here's your shot, I hold it, don't
survive the
pull
the game changer.
Out of the King Radio, we getting it in. That was Lil Rascal, aka Ras, Game Changer. And we about to pull a Game Changer, man. That's another cat that was actually rocking with Great Tree back in the day. And it's good to just to see, man, the pioneer still doing her thing, man. And you know, I we don't know what some of the artists went through, man, but just seeing them continuing to do it, even if they no longer do music, but just continuing to give back to what some of the artists are doing, man, and share, you know, some of the stuff that they learn that can help other artists, man, that are saying, hey, man, I want to get into this game. I think I got it, man. Sometimes take your time, man. And we talked on the topic of the day, which was all about maturity, man. And that's something that I've been seeing. And I think that maturity, for somebody that is maturing, they have to understand that you never stop maturing. You know what I'm saying? There's things that you will learn in life that will keep you, and these things will help you continually grow. When you stop maturing, it's kind of like you kind of like start being more foolish in your life. Wisdom is continued maturance throughout your life, man. And that's something that we got to learn. How can we mature? I mean, even in my prayer life, this is something that I deal with, man. God, I want to be mature in my prayer life. I want my prayer life to go to a whole nother level. And as Antonio said, man, that's important in maturing, because when I can honestly tell God that I don't got it all together, God. I mean, I've been saved for years. That doesn't mean that I can say, God, I can handle this now. I appreciate your help, Lord. Everything that you did, it was great, but I'm about to keep it pushing. I can't tell God that. What I got to tell God is, man, God, I still continually need you. And that's a part of maturity. I think a lot of people, when they get older, they think they can become independent, and life makes you seem like you can do things on your own. That's kind of the thing when people get 16. All right, I could drive on my own. When people get 18, I could. I'm a man. I don't need nobody else to sign these papers. I'm 21. Like, these things are a part of getting older, but maturity should be a part of those as well. As I've said before, a lot of people think they're grown, and there's a show that we did on grown up. You know what I'm saying? People think they're grown up just because they're age 21, or just because they're, you know, 30 years old. I know 50-year-old people that are still have not matured in life, so they're doing things that a teenager might do. You know what I'm saying? And these things are, it's very, very important that people understand what maturity is, man. How can we measure our maturity? All these are very important. And even test ourselves, man, to make sure we are mature. The Bible says examine yourself to make sure that you are strong in the faith, to make sure you are mature in the faith. There's a lot of people that give their life to the Lord and there's still no maturing, because they think it's just about saying a prayer and now I can do everything that I've wanted to do in life because I've gave God that prayer, or if I said that prayer. But God wants you to mature in him. You know, I think that even King David, there was things that God had to teach him before he even came to the throne. Joseph, before he even came in leadership in Egypt, there was things that God taught them. Sometimes it was wait. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that wait word. Wait word is like, instead of it being I got to wait for it, it's kind of like it's too heavy. Like, I can't wait. I don't want to wait. But we know that sometimes waiting on the Lord, actually, the Bible says waiting on the Lord will redeem your strength. It will allow you to mount up with wings like eagles. You will be able to run and not faint. Do you know waiting on the Lord is part of maturity? Even though some of us think that, oh, man, I shouldn't wait on God. No, waiting on God is part of maturity, man. So I would say this, even spend time in prayer, reading the word, and say, God, I'm just going to wait on you, man. Before I go do this, before I start writing songs, say, God, man, I'm going to wait on you to see what you want me to do, man. And I guarantee when you do that and truly wait on God, you're going to see some great increase, man. This is your boy, Don Christian the Warrior, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. We getting out of here. We getting out of here. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas. Right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And
you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada That King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada That King Radio.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada
the
King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.